If Paul Devlin, G1 SNP, had his way, the world would be a healthier place, emotionally and physically. That was, in fact, his stated goal in 2018, when he told the UK regulator Ofcom and his bosses at the NHS that he believed a ham radio station at the NHS could be the voice of global well-being, especially to people in remote areas. Paul told them,
"It'll be the only government-level ham radio station in the UK, and we will use it for health and well-being. And when we promote global health and well-being initiatives, we will reach people that are off the grid using amateur radio."
With amateur station GB1 NHS getting on the air and carrying its message 2 years before the world knew of COVID, the arrival of the 2020 pandemic brought a new role for GB1 NHS, and indeed hams everywhere.
I had an idea for a weekend project, and my weekend project was called On the Air to Care, and I wanted to encourage just a handful of people where I lived, really, to dust their radios off and plug them in, fire them up and talk to a few people. And I just thought it would run maybe Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But what I did is I went to the Radio Society of Great Britain and I asked Steve, who's the general manager of the site, and Heather, who's a communications manager, to just give me a little bit of support, give me a little bit of kind of maybe a little bit of a PR around it to try and get people involved. Anyway, 48 hours later, On the Air to Care weekend project became Get On the Air to Care global phenomenon.
The Radio Society of Great Britain spread the word in a bold move. Paul even got the BBC's Director General to embrace it. Radio eased the social isolation of lockdown and quarantine, and a wave of new candidates signed up for the licence exams. Paul believes the world's oldest and most inclusive form of social media will continue to stay front and centre even after the age of COVID, because it brings us together no matter who we are.
Amateur radio is the ultimate leveller. It sees no boundaries, it's not discriminatory, it's not into ethnicity, it's not into religion. It's into this commonality of love for radio communications. And nothing else comes close to it. Nothing.
Congratulations again, Paul, and to your team for global community service in these pandemic times. Good luck going forward. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.